April 13, 2014, Sunday afternoon service. Today we are going to study from Psalm 54. To the chief musician with stringed instruments, a contemplation of David with Ziphitus went and said to Saul, Is David not hiding with us? You first need to know what this psalm is about. So let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 19. When the Ziphites came up to Saul at Gibeah, saying, Is David not hiding with us in strongholds in the woods, in the hill or Hachilah, which is on the south of Jeshimon? Now therefore, O king, come down according to all the desire of your soul to come down, and our part shall be to deliver him into the king's hand. This is when David was chased by Saul, and Ziphitus did not even help David, but rather betrayed David by telling Saul where David was hiding. Although this happened to David, this overlaps with the suffering of Jesus and his disciples experienced. When we are decoding the Bible prophecy about the great tribulation, this section is highlighted. So this is also prophecy about the great tribulation. In the end time, this may happen to the Christians, being persecuted for their faith like David was chased by King Saul all over the country. Let's also look at Luke 21 verse 16. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake. This parents or brothers and sisters could also mean your spiritual family at church. So there will be betrayal within church members in the end time. So the betrayal is always part of the story in the end time, or how Jesus was betrayed in exchange for 30 silver coins. You will be hated by all for his name's sake from the church is unthinkable, but what will happen in the end time is unthinkable. But this is what the Bible says. And it is already starting to happen. For example, in the United States, what they used to call a fundamentalist some decades ago was a good thing. Missionary from the United States used to refer themselves as a fundamentalist with a pride. But now, fundamentalist is a terrible thing, for they have become extremists who are even harmful to the society, which is affecting the reputation of Christians. So when we read those Bible passages, we have to understand those hidden messages, and we have to take it as a warning. And why do we need to read those warnings? Well, think about the earthquake alert or tsunami alert. The alert or warning is there to warn you so that you can prepare, and then the events will not catch you off guard. Same thing with the Bible warning. They are there so that you will not be caught off guard, unprepared. So when the betrayal happens within the church or some other things happen to you, you will not lose faith. I hear people upset for having been betrayed by their friends, like they were not there to help the person when she or he was going through a tough time. It happens. It happens in the world and it happens in a church. And even Jesus was betrayed, and all he did was helping thousands of people. Well, you can always trust the Lord, but you cannot trust man. That's why the last banquet had only 12 people instead of 4,000 people. When people leave this church or friends suddenly betray you, you might be hurt, but that's inevitable. But when people leave, that's when you know who has a house built on the rock, like Peter, or on the sand. So the separation can be a blessing too. So let's read the psalm. Save me, O God, by your name, and vindicate me by your strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth, for strangers have risen up against me, and oppressors have sought after my life. They have not set God before them. This setting God before them is a very important thing. People betrayed Jesus thinking that they were doing a favor and service to the Lord. They were blind because they did not set God before them. Peter and John knew God because they set Jesus before them, and Peter was able to say that Jesus was the Messiah. But others who did not set Jesus and God before them, and thousands were strayed and then led to believe that Jesus was not Christ and ended up crucifying him. So when the time gets difficult, this will reveal whether you are setting what you have set before you and whether you are walking with God or not. From verse 4, Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with those who uphold my life. He will repay my enemies for their evil. Cut them off in your truth. So this is saying that you will experience tribulation. It does not say that you will not experience any hardship. You will experience hardship. But God will be our helper. Luke 21 also says, Not a hair of your head shall be lost. But if you are with an Antichrist spirit church or under wrong teachings, you will be destroyed. Destruction of the temple mentioned in Matthew 24 is a good example. Jerusalem was conquered by the Romans in 70 AD, and temple was destroyed completely even till the last stone. So those who crucified Jesus were also destroyed, along with the temple. And I believe this will repeat again in the end time. Those who persecute faithful, righteous Christians will be destroyed completely. The destruction will suddenly come when they thought they had peace. So if you're worried about the persecution you will experience, if you read here, you know the fate of those who persecute you, which is a complete destruction. But the Lord upholds our lives, as the verse says. In verse 6, I will freely sacrifice to you. I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. As you know, people used to kill sheep and cow for sacrifice for God. But in the New Testament, there is a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and our body is a living sacrifice to God. And bringing those sacrifices freely to God is an important thing. When we do the services here, we try not to say to each other what to do and what to be done. I know I don't express it verbally, but sometimes you might feel that I'm sending a spiritual signal, and you might be purposely trying to avoid the eye contact with me. But pressuring people into doing things that is not good, that things is not good, for sacrifice have to be brought willingly. And if your heart is not in it, it won't last long anyway. I might ask you to pray about it, but I don't force you to do anything here. The Lord was also very patient with me, and until I wanted to do the works for the Lord, in my 40s, He waited for me. And when I started doing the work for the Lord, I started to see how God works. It was not something I heard about or I read about. I started experiencing it. But those revelations did not come until I surrendered myself to be discipled to do the works of God. So I know that God does not compromise it either. There were thousands of people who ate bread with Jesus, but Jesus did not entrust the work with just all of them. He entrusted the works of the Lord to John, Peter, and those who were discipled and walked with Jesus. So willing sacrifice to surrender your life to discipleship is important. Verse 7, For he has delivered me out of all trouble, and my eye has seen its desire upon my enemies. So this is the end result following the Lord. We read a lot about the hardship and challenges we might face, but this is the outcome. You know the folk tale about the injured little sparrow and was helped by an old lady, and as a reward, a good old lady and her greedy neighbor were asked to bring home a gift box of their choice, And the greedy one picked the large box, and the kind lady picked the small one. And the large box had ghosts and monsters, and the small box had golden coins. So what they appear to be from the outside is very different. Same thing with our faith. And it is often different from what appears to be on the outside. So let's look at Luke 21, verse 36. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. This indicates that some might not counted worthy because they might be caught by the spirit of Antichrist or fallen by the sword of wrong teachings. But some are counted worthy, there will be a separation. But those who are not counted worthy will disappear, like Jesus' other disciples. But those who stood till the very end and did not do so with their own might, they were strengthened by God. So will be with our lives too. If we are to be standing till the end, it is not because of our might, but because of God's strength. I really feel that this is happening as we speak. When we talk about the destruction of the temple or the church, I do think it is a reality. But I think we are also receiving this revelation because we are, maybe, counted worthy in God's eyes.